If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've been in fights before, but never with my family having my back or me with
no.
A family member. I've been with friends, obviously. I've been solo.
Oh, I fought my brother. I've almost been in fights with my cousins.
You have?
Oh, yeah. Swiss roll tight. Like, if somebody's in trouble, it's like, all right, let's all get into it.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, I just haven't been in that situation.
Me and my cousin Tom have the advantage of growing up where we did. So we were at a nightclub once, like in Baltimore. I want to say it was like Old Hammer Jacks or something. Once it had become a club.
Yeah.
So his buddy, same thing. These dudes recognize his friend, and it's one of those stupid things you do in your early 20s, right? It's Tom. It's his ex-girlfriend's new boyfriend.
Okay.
We have no beef with this guy. We do know who he is.
Sure.
He obviously can't stand that we're in the same club. There's going to be a fight. And then, I guess he's just growing up in PG County. I mean, I really, like, you figure, this is a wrap. There's like six of them. We're done. And three brothers just came up off the bar and were like, F with them, you F with us.
Did you know these guys?
No.
Wow.
Like, all right. Yeah.
Like angels.
Right. So, like, me and my cousin Tom have been close a couple times, and something weird like that has happened. I'm like, all right, man. Like, let's just tab out and get out of here. I don't know. Like, thanks, man. Yeah, we got you guys. Like, cool.
Well, I've got two friends that I know for a fact. We need to get out of that bar earlier than that.
Mm-hmm.
We can't. He will stay all night.
Sure.
I got one buddy who'll stay all night. One other guy just getting a fight. I don't know what his deal is, but it doesn't take much. You'd think like he seems okay, but then you realize like he's stewing inside of for so.
Is there any
some
thing
reason,
that sets
no,
him off?
No,
or it's just, there's
no.
A mystery anger that he has that comes out of the bar.
He just starts taking shots at people very loudly for no reason. It's just, it's not necessary, basically. Whether it's an item of clothing, whether it's
don't.
Like, oh,
don't.
Man, like, what are you going to, like, Peyton Manning's barber?
Oh.
You know, like, stuff like that. I mean, just,
or talking about
other
people.
You don't even know the guy. You don't even know the guy he's talking to.
Yeah.
I would say the other one I've seen is people talking about other girls. Like, I know you're drunk, but, like, calm down. Like, everybody can hear you in this bar, and that woman is there with a boyfriend.
Yeah, just keep it to yourself. And also know if it's, like, a neighborhood bar. Because I've seen some things, maybe twice, in the last couple of years, where there's just some guys that you don't recognize. It doesn't matter. But then they get hammered, and they start flipping the bartender some mess about something. And then they kind of quiet down, and they realize the bar's gotten quiet, and everyone in there is staring at you. And it's like, legitimately, it's you against everyone in the bar.
Yeah.
And we know you didn't know that, but if you make the right decision and just leave, then there's no problem.
A lot of people don't realize how loud they talk, too, and how well sound travels, even if there's a jukebox on, even if there's a crowd in there. I mean, a bartender hears everything you say. They are judging you.
Everything.
They know your entire conversation. They ignore you. They're not getting involved in it. Maybe they pop in for a second on the conversation. They're listening to the entire thing. Not only that, they're listening to five other conversations simultaneously and taking them all in.
Yeah, they absorb all of them.
They know it all.
Yeah.
So, you know, you got to be careful, man.
I've seen a guy get cut off. He was sitting. Now, look, I'm sitting closer to the bartender than this guy is because he's sitting, from my perspective, the back of the bar. Maybe because he's in the corner, his voice ricocheted back. But anyway, he went walking up to get another drink, and he didn't seem effed up or anything. And Andrew's like, no, you're cut off. He's like, what? And I just heard the bartender say, I have heard your entire conversation. They never said what it was about. And I don't know what he said, because like I said, he didn't seem drunk. But yeah, she was like, nope.
Damn.
It's like, damn, bro.
Stupid or not, why did you end up throwing hands? 206-803-ROCK.
And you know the bartender I'm talking about, Ted.
I mean, when I was bartending, I cut a guy off once just as I recognized him from outside of work, and he was an idiot.
Oh, really?
He was one of those, like, hand, you know, guys around the neighborhood that never finished jobs or anything.
Yeah.
So he had beef with my dad once, but I don't think he recognized me as being that same person.
Yeah.
So, yeah, and the guy was an idiot. And he was bitching about the size of a black Russian compared to a white Russian.
Okay.
So you know me. By the second time I leaned across this bar and said, you understand one has cream and one doesn't. Thus, the volume is different.
Mm-hmm.
And he started talking again. I said, no problem. You better pay me back. You know me. $5 bill right in your chest.
There you go.
Good day, sir. Have a good one.
Good day.
All right.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.